Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the world of local AI models, specifically the DeepSeek 14B.
Exciting! This video covered a lot, from local setup to creative writing tests and even censoring. Where do we even begin?
Right? Let's start with the setup. Using Ollama on your local machine, Mac, Windows, or Linux, sounds surprisingly straightforward. Pull the DeepSeek model, run it, and bam, you're chatting with AI offline. I mean, how cool is that?
Super cool, especially for those who prefer privacy and not relying on internet connections. I was fascinated by the 11 Labs integration. Hearing the reasoning tokens read aloud offers a different dimension to understanding the model's thought process, almost like listening to the AI's inner monologue.
Totally. It's like giving the AI a voice. That random number generation experiment, remember? It really highlights the model's logic, biases, and even its quirks. It's insightful and a little bit funny, too.
Haha, yeah, the AI's attempts to be random were anything but. I see, interesting. Got it. But that infinite content loop, though, genius, but maybe a bit expensive with 11 Labs fees. Imagine an AI just endlessly generating and narrating content. It's both amazing and slightly terrifying.
True. Now on to the coding challenge. Color me impressed. The DeepSeek 14B creating interactive matrix rain in a browser? Who would have thought? I mean, not perfect, but functional and visually appealing. It even outperformed the full DeepSeek model in some aspects.
I'm skeptical. While the 14B version was visually striking, the full model's code was more traditional matrix rain. It's subjective, but I lean towards the latter for authenticity.
Fair point. I mean, the custom puzzle was interesting, but the model struggled a bit, even the full version. It missed a key connection, though its reasoning process was fascinating to follow.
Yes, the creative writing test showed promise, but it wasn't as mind-blowing as some claim. The sarcastic tone was there, but it could use some refinement.
Agreed. Now the censorship test, intriguing. Answering who the Chinese president is, but dodging the Tiananmen Square question raises some eyebrows.
Definitely. It highlights the complexities and potential biases embedded within these models. It's crucial to understand these limitations.
Absolutely. Overall, the DeepSeek 14B is a powerful tool, especially for offline use. The potential is vast, and further exploration is warranted. The open source nature is a game changer, driving innovation and accessibility in the AI space. Thank you for tuning in to Nutty's Show, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Goodbye.